ABC Radio Australia.
The war of attrition between Cricket PNG and some of the players in their national men's and women's squads is not over yet. Chief Executive Richard Dunn says six Barramundis and five Lewas are still refusing to sign new contracts, and he concedes that some of those players may walk away from international cricket altogether. The CEO says there are faults on both sides, but his primary concern is to avoid lasting damage to the Cricket PNG brand. Richard Dunn says the board will withdraw their original contract offer now, but that doesn't mean the unsigned players are out of the picture.
When that happens, those players will go back onto a list to be considered by selectors, and other nominations have come through from our associations as well, and we'll get our selectors to sit down and consider which players are going to be offered the unfilled contracts, but that may very well include a number of the players who haven't signed yet. In terms of you asking about the outstanding issues, I think the major one for the players is certainly around the T20 World Cup prize money. The rest of that money is with us at the moment, and we're waiting on a response from the IRC here about that payment being exempt from income tax, which has been done with a few other athletes in the past in PNG. So if the exemption's provided, then the balance of the money will be paid. If not, then we'll need to pay the IRC that portion of the tax that's owing. That's the only thing that's outstanding in terms of payments for the players, and probably the biggest issue and the most emotional one that we've got.
The fact, though, that we've reached this stage where at one point eight senior players, as I understood it, were indicating they were prepared to walk away from representing PNG. Now, based on the numbers you've given me, I'm surmising that that number is now down to six, but nevertheless, six senior players prepared to walk away. Is Cricket PNG prepared to risk that? It's not a good look for the organisation, surely.
Nothing's a good look at the moment in terms of airing all of this publicly, and we would have had a preferred method of airing these grievances behind closed doors and talk through the issues, but that hasn't happened. But back to that question, any loss of players, and particularly in one big hit, isn't ideal. But look, if the players won't sign and don't sign even a second round of offers of contracts, then I guess there's not much that Cricket PNG can do but to try to move forward and select the strongest team we can to represent the country with pride. Despite some contrary thoughts, there are other players in PNG who can play the game. We've got four under-19s who are looking like they're going to produce the goods and become future Barramundis. So we've got some others in the wings. Yeah, and quite often in these situations, you find that those who are thrown early into the mix actually give you more than what you expected. That would be something we hope happens. But of course, the first step is we'd like to resolve the issues that are still ongoing with those few players and move the whole organisation forward. We'll continue to learn and we want to grow. Cricket PNG is certainly not saying we've been without some fault in all this in terms of our cash flow and late payments, but they're all resolved. It just means we have to find a way forward with the players who wish to play for PNG. You know, one of the areas I think we've noted in the contracts that came up in discussion was the player welfare issue, and we've addressed that. We're putting to the board a notion around putting some more concrete clauses within the contract that talk about player welfare. We're going to discuss with the board a potential to put some actual funding in behind that player welfare and education program so that we'll formalise that more than we have in the past. No one is without fault in all of this. Are there better ways of doing it? Yes, there are, and there probably could have been, but it's always easier in hindsight.
Can I put one point to you which the players have raised? And I think you've already alluded to the fact that there's a lot been said in public by both sides that perhaps in hindsight you and they would wish hadn't been said, but it's out there. And one of the things they said, and I quote, in 12 months, the CEO alone has accrued more pay and entitlements than the entirety of the Barras and the Lewas combined. Any truth in that?
Well, I'm not going to get into the details of that. That's confidential information. There's no comment on that at this point in time, Richard.
It does indicate, though, that those players who haven't signed a contract feel very strongly about this and give every impression that they're prepared to push as hard as they can.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to comment on specifics of anybody's individual contract. That's confidential between Cricket PNG and the employee or the player. But yeah, if they feel aggrieved, then they should be discussing that in detail with the board. It's not my job to do that. My job is to try to do the best I can for cricket in PNG. And I was recruited to do that, and that's what my intention is.
And what about relationships within the camp? Because I'm being told that maybe there is something of a rift between some of the players and the captain, for example. I mean, that's not going to be easy to repair, bearing in mind, of course, you don't have a permanent coach at the moment after Tatenda Taibu resigned.
Yeah, again, that's one of those things that we'll work through. We're looking to resolve the issues and we'll face anything we need to head on. And, you know, none of this is going to be straightforward, Richard, but our focus is on maintaining Cricket PNG's reputation in the community and their standing and making sure that it is not damaged to the point where those who wish to support cricket in PNG are put off doing so, because that will be the most damaging thing for anybody. The future of Cricket PNG relies on its relationships with sponsors, with the ICC and with others. And to date, we are doing okay in that. We have presented our 2025 budget and our Q4 reports to the ICC. They have accepted those and they have provided us with our quarter one 2025 funding. So that should describe the confidence that people have in us at this point in time.
And that's Richard Dunn, Chief Executive of Cricket PNG, on the line from Port Moresby. And he was talking to Richard Ewart.